Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
I need to be very, very careful about what I have to say. Joe Judge, if you're watching this show, I've never met this man. I'm not questioning the man's capabilities at all. I know nothing about him, okay? So I want everyone to understand that my criticism, and it is a criticism, of this choice by the New York Giants, who are, they're regressing before our very eyes as a standard in the National Football League. Here's the reason I say this, and again, Mr. Joe Judge, to you and your family, I apologize. These comments are not directed towards him.
Not personal.
It's not directed towards him per se. It's
even
anybody.
Even professionally, because
I know nothing about him. This is the issue. You're the New York Giants. It's the media capital of the world. It's a franchise that LT was once the face of. Phil Sims, even the Jeff Hostetlers, Bill Parcells, Michael Strahan. Are you kidding me? And you come to the New York market, the media capital of the world, this bubble with Joe Judge. I'm not questioning. Yeah. Again, there were other credentials he had before this season.
Yeah.
But remember, it's about what's most frequent. What's most frequent in the mind's eye? You're the one receivers coach of the New England Patriots. What have we been saying all year? They don't have any. They don't have any. Okay.
That's sort of it. It's like, what did the Giants see from Joe Judge and the Patriots receivers this year to make them go, that's the guy? But, Maz, I was thinking of you when I was listening to that, because that was some classic Stephen A. right there.
Oh, my gosh. The people of Boston saw Joe Judge. And I'm not saying nothing about his family. I don't know the man. But Joe Judge and the New England Patriots wide receivers? I don't understand.
It's true. It is, but I am, you know, back to your point, Greg, I am all in favor about special teams coaches getting a sniff, because like a big thing that I have a problem with NFL coaching is that they're all just these coordinators mm-hmm. that call plays on one side of the ball, and then the other side of the ball goes out onto the field, and they go back and sit on the bench and order from the Cheesecake Factory menu, and like they're totally disengaged from half of their football team. There's no more CEOs. There's no more head coaches. When we grew up, there were head coaches. Shula, Landry, on down the line, Parcells, head coaches. Belichick is a head coach. He's a CEO, offense, defense, meets with the quarterbacks, will sit down with the defense in the middle of the game, all of it, kicking game, all of it. And I think that that's been a big problem with NFL coaching. They're just glorified coordinators. So I'm okay with a special teams coach getting the job, because maybe he'll be that guy. Maybe he'll be that guy that is just a CEO, and as a kicking game guy, you have your hand in all of it. So like conceptually, I'm okay with the kicking coach getting these opportunities. It's just, wow. I've never been a coordinator, was a positional coach for 1 year. That position absolutely blew and never got better throughout the course of the year. You are the New York Giants, where it's like, that is a job that, I mean, I don't know. It's an important job. You give that to an important guy. Give that to a real guy. And instead, it's the wide receivers coach and special teams coordinator. Like, that's a tough sell. I'm sorry if you're in New York.
I mean, really, talk about coming out of the woodwork, too. This one, I saw that and I went, whoa, holy crap. Where did that come from? Like, that was, to me, was totally blindsided.
So, Greg, what do the Pats do here? And I don't even know if Joe Judge was on a coordinator track, like if he was going to be the Patriots offensive coordinator. I don't even...
Could have been.
He could have been?
Yep.
Okay, but so if he is gone, if McDaniels goes to Cleveland, what do they do there?
It's a good question. I mean,
Mick Lombardi.
I mean, don't tell me it's Popovich's kid or Lombardi's kid.
Maybe they bring Weiss back to work with somebody.
And he's not technically Popovich's kid. I'm just calling him the assistant running back coach. Popovich, so we're calling him Pop's kid.
How about Zoe?
So, like, who's it going to be?
By the way, did you guys see, speaking of that, did you see the Brady-Peyton Manning thing?
No.
Because at one point, Manning asked, Brady said, I was the fourth guy in the depth chart. And Manning was like, were you buying Zolak?
Yeah, that's great.
Sorry, I didn't want to forget.
It's okay. You tell me, what do the Pats do there?
Chad O'Shea is possible, but there's also the possibility that Bill's mad about what happened because he said it in that Saban thing about people leaving and building their own program. So Bill might just be ticked off that O'Shea left with Flores and doesn't want him back.
So again, O'Shea was a former receivers coach who went to be the offensive coordinator in Miami with Brian Flores and then got fired the day after the season after beating the Patriots. Anyway, go.
Maybe a possibility is like a Charlie Weiss working with somebody.
I was just going to say, get Charlie out of Wellington.
Yep. He always wants to coach. He doesn't want to sit home. I'm sure he would be open to that.
But he's been away for a while, though, hasn't he?
He has.
I mean, I'm not totally against the idea of something like that, but I don't know.
I think he was a brilliant play caller. He was a great play caller, as good of a play caller as I've seen. And I remember they used to tell me that on Sundays, wow, you know, we love Charlie on Sunday. The rest of the week, you know, and I don't know if he's got the physical stamina to really do the job.
Right. But maybe you make adjustments. You put him in the box. Maybe he does work with a Mick Lombardi. But here's an added benefit that I just thought of, and you'll probably like this, is that this would give you the opportunity to sort of reset the offense, take back the volume a little bit. Because one thing from, you know, when I spent time with Bill O'Brien in Houston to do that game plan story, you know, we talked about the Charlie Weiss playbook was probably like this thick, about an inch thick. Once Josh McDaniels got a hold of it, it went to about 3 or 4 inches thick. Like Josh just put the thing, that whole Earhart Perkins offense, he put steroids into it, and that's what you see today.
Mass, how many inches is your playbook?
Yeah.
Mine's about 6.
Let's grab Matt in the car. He joins us next. Go ahead, Matt.
That's regular season.
Dirty old man.
What's up, guys? I don't want to come up with the hot take here. I don't want to say you want to sorry if he lost the locker room, but is there a case to be made that maybe this team and all everything we know about them as veteran leaders year after year, do you think he tuned them out, the team that is? I mean, this is a team that sat out of the 8-0, finished 4-5, including the playoff loss. And we heard reports from Zolak going into that Miami game that this team was all business. They were laser focused.
No, they weren't.
And that wasn't really true.
Then
they went into the Titans game and they said, no, this is the week. This team's dialed in. This is the revenge tour. And then once again, you have a lackluster performance, especially offensively.
So, Matt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me stop you because I think the team played hard. Like, I don't think Bill, quote, just from where I sit, which is, you know, nowhere, 30 miles from the stadium. But I don't feel he, quote, unquote, lost the team. But I do think if you want to say that they lacked a little focus on what was really important, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Joe Judge was sniffing a job. Josh McDaniels has been sniffing a job. Who knows? Maybe Bill Belichick's phone is still ringing. You got players nicknaming themselves on defense, worried about their merch. Van Noy talking about getting paid. You know, like you sort of wrap all that up together, and you sort of wonder, was it not complete 1,000% laser focus on the game at hand like we're used to seeing?
I mean, I especially look at the defense on that one. Like, again, if we talk about underachieving, given the talent level on the offense, Greg, they were going to have problems. Yep. I mean, they were going to have difficulty. But with the experience and talent on the defense, how do they get smoked by Ryan Fitzpatrick and then give up 200 yards rushing in a playoff game?
Well, a couple things I want to say on this. I thought, you know, when I watched the game back, I thought you saw two different teams in terms of confidence. I mean, I just thought the Titans came in here with swagger. They had confidence. I think the Patriots, and it started with the offense, because I think, and I don't blame Brady for this, but I don't think Brady was Tom Brady. Like, he didn't exude that confidence that other players believe in, because
he knew they didn't,
especially once Edelman got hurt and he was compromised. I think he was just like, personally, he was like, well, we're done.
He didn't believe.
We're not going
Greg.
Very far.
He didn't believe all year in the offense.
And again, I don't want to blame. I'm not blaming Tom for this.
But I think you're right. I think that and I left him off my list. I shouldn't have. that sort of permeated. He had a different sort of mindset.
He had a different air about him. And I thought that.
About him, yes.
And then the defense got exposed a little bit and they lost their swagger. And then, you know, the Titans just took it to the Patriots. They just really did. And I know people could say, oh, the scoreboard, it was 1 point. You know, that's not what it was. If you watch the game, the Titans dominated that game. So they could have done anything they wanted to.
So I disagree. I don't think they dominated. I thought it was could have gone either way. But I think that says all it need. To me, that's still not a compliment. They're a 9-7 average team, the right. Titans. And so if you played them even, that doesn't say anything good about you.
And the other thing I wanted to say is, you know, I have a great deal of respect for all the players in that locker room and the way they do things. But what I would like to see as an observer of the team, you know, can you guys shut up and, like, just worry about your own business? Like, they're so worried about what people are saying in the media and things like that.
Jesus.
Like, whatever happened to the Patriots team that ignored the noise and all that stuff and stayed laser-focused on what they had to do? Instead, you know, somebody says something about them on Twitter and they're saying this and they're doing that. Like, that's not the Patriots team that we all grew up on.
No, they've become the fans in a lot of
ways. Oh, it's so true. The whole culture. It's just one giant, oh, did you hear what he said? Oh, he said this, and he said, did you hear what he said? Bleh. Oh, I guess that take didn't age well. It's like that's become the entire Patriots experience, from the fans to the media, and now the players in the locker room. It's insufferable.
I mean, I thought the last couple of weeks, they came off as kind of sackless. I don't know what other word to use. You got Miami at home with a chance to close them out. You let Ryan Fitzpatrick go down the field in the final 3 minutes and give up a touchdown. And Stephon Gilmore, Defensive Player of the Year, is getting torched all day long, and especially on the big plays.
There's another one. Stephon Gilmore wasted no time to tell you. Anytime he was asked that he's the Defensive Player of the Year, it's all on film. Then he gets torched by the Miami Dolphins to lose the bye.
And then you play Tennessee in the wild card round. Tennessee, and you give up 200 yards rushing. Ryan Tannehill completes 7 passes in the game. And, Greg, did you know this? On the 2 touchdown drives, Tennessee ran 19 plays. 19 plays. One of them was on third down. The Patriots couldn't even get them to third down.
Both the Dolphins and this team, they both ran CFL offenses where they didn't get the third down and all their designer stuff.
Meanwhile, God forbid you say that the schedule was easy to begin the year, because then you'll get 14 Patriots players, never mind all the baby fans. Like, that's what it's become. How about just playing the game? How about ignoring that, like, oh, my God, it's gotten wacky. So that, Greg, thank you for saying that. It's 100% true. On that note, we'll take a quick break and give you 10 questions right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Felger has 95 The Sports Hub.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new Business Hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports. You want the answer? You've got to ask the question.
Do you have an opinion based on if you had to go with your gut, which way it would go?
Sometimes you have to ask it over and over and over again.
Why?
This is 10 Questions with Greg Bedard and Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's do this. 10 questions around the league. We've done very little on the wild card weekend across the league, so we'll do it here. It was really a... It was a great weekend.
It was. The games were excellent. I mean, competitive games is what I mean to say.
Yeah, not right. Not exactly well or crisply played, Buffalo, but each one was worthwhile. There were a couple that were just great and dramatic, and so it was really good weekend of football. And so let's get to it here in the 10 questions. What are our buzzer options, Jimmy?
This is going to be a tribute to Tom Brady, since this might be the 10 questions with Tom Brady as the Patriots quarterback.
Last one, yeah. Last love one, it. Right.
And I kept going, what defense are we in where Malcolm's not on the field?
Attaboy, Tommy. Next.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Go ahead.
It is what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Tommy.
Maybe those guys got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, start drinking early. Get nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game. Though. A lot of time to get lubed up.
He got in trouble for that, I guess. Go ahead.
Brady. Brady. Brady.
Yeah. You missed that last week. I
heard
it. The Brady, Brady chant.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, can we come up with something better? What else?
Brady, 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 Brady.
There it is.
Go ahead. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put that in my mouth. not really Brady related, but anyway, we'll go with it. Go ahead.
You made me laugh.
Go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put that in my mouth. Number 10. Should the league have reversed the Kyle Rudolph touchdown in New Orleans for offensive pass interference?
Hell no. That play was fine. It was a poster child for, let's slow everything down so everything looks like a penalty. It was fine. Play better defense.
Look what is written in my answer to that question.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no, which means Bedard stole my answer again. Shocker. A cheating bastard. No! If the Saints can't cover it, that's their problem. I thought the DB on that play was a total tool bag,
total
for crying
DB.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, God, please. He didn't know where the ball was. He half-assed the play. You deserve to lose. Go home.
For all of that, no. There was enough hand fighting going on between them and the defensive back, and always reward the big, exciting play.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
Number 9. The Bills had a touchdown wiped off the board to open the third quarter in Houston when referees changed their mind over whether the Texans returner gave himself up in the end zone. Did they get the call right? And do you think that was a case of an unofficial review from New York?
Yes, they got the call right. The on-field official. It was the referee. It was right in front of him. He made the call. Total over-officiating in that moment. And probably the league was in the ear of the alternate official.
Right.
But... either way, they got the call right.
I mean, to me, he gave himself up. Like, again,
totally.
You know, he gave himself up. He flipped the ball. There was no threat of a return there. It's not like he started and stopped or anything like that. I think they got it right. By the letter of the law, I suppose they didn't, but they did.
See, I didn't think that they did. I thought that they porked the Bills there. We're letting sideline refs essentially make the call based on how they interpret body language. I hated it.
Oh, so I don't think the sideline ref made the call. I think that's the league's in that guy's ear. And that's how replay should be. I mean, I don't want the guy with the black hat and the goofy headset running from the sidelines. Like, that just looked too disorganized. But that's what replay should be. The guy's in the ear. The guy's watching the game from New York. He said, no. Give him the ball. We're not calling that. Put the ball down. Let's go. Like, no challenge flag, no commercial timeout, no one waddling to a monitor, no one waddling to a iPad or, you know, tablet. No. We're watching the game. We all see it. We're not going to call that. Give them the ball. Put it at the 25. Woo, let's go. That's how replay should be. And ultimately, they did get over-officious. The original call, over-officious. Totally agree. Next.
Yeah, start drinking early. Get nice and rowdy. It's a 4:15 game, though. A lot of time to get lubed up.
Was the Clowney hit on Wentz dirty?
Absolutely. I mean, he put his head down. He easily could have just finished the tackle by landing on top of him. He put his head down as he was going to the ground. He knew what he was doing.
Didn't we miss a question there? I think we went from 10 to 8.
Nope. We're on 8. Just answer the question, Mess.
Okay. Yes, it was dirty. Sorry, I got crossed up. No, it was dirty.
Yeah, and of course it was. The contact was helmet to helmet. He dropped his arms to his side. He lowered his helmet, and he led with the helmet. It was dirty.
Well, playing the role of Craig Bedard.
Why are you so concerned about the question order? We just answer the questions.
I don't know, because you screwed up a lot.
Be ready to go. Did you study the questions? 10:30.
Next.
It is what it is.
Number 7, Maz. Do you like Mike McCarthy to Dallas?
Go ahead, Greg.
I do. I think it's a good fit. You know, Mike will make them better offensively. He'll bring a little toughness. He'll actually coach the entire team. He learned some lessons. And I think he'll enjoy working with the Joneses. I think he'll make it work.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Had they hired Joe Judge, I'd have been pissed. Okay, so like really, again, it's the Cowboys. They needed to bring in someone there who has some head coaching experience and credibility. And I don't know if McCarthy's the greatest guy in the world, but I don't think he's a complete hack.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think McCarthy deserves a second chance. For as much as I hated him at the end in Green Bay, I think he deserves a second chance. And I'll say this, the more I watch the Packers this year, the more I realize it's Aaron Rodgers as much as it was Mike McCarthy. I wanted to blame McCarthy for all of it. I'm sorry. A lot of the same crap I see on offense exists today as it did last year or the years before. So maybe it wasn't all McCarthy like I thought. Next.
Brady.
Six, what was the worst coaching decision of the weekend?
No question. It was Sean McDermott not punting on 4th and 27. Did he lose his mind? And no one on the TV telecast, Booger or Tessitore, said anything. They talk about everything else, but couldn't talk about not punting on 4th and 27 with 3 timeouts left.
That's the only reason I asked this question. I couldn't believe this. So this was the sequence. It was just north of 2 minutes. The Bills had driven down into field goal range, and of course, Josh Allen then starts going backwards. He takes a sack. He takes an illegal touch, sack. Like the sack that he took was for a 19-yard loss. 19, negative 19 on the sack after the intentional grounding, illegal touch. I mean, it was just a cluster bleep like you read about. And then on 4th and 27 from the 42. Dingleberry there goes for it. And of course...
Well, wait a minute. The following drive... Because I had the following drive by Houston, where O'Brien goes for it on 4th down instead of trying for the long field goal or putting the punting on that Texans' last drive. Are you trying to give the game away?
Yeah. So that was another one. But that was iffy. The one with the Bills, they still got the ball back.
Yes. And forced overtime.
They
could have won it if they would have just punted and taken the timeouts.
Oh, my God. I couldn't... That ball game was unbelievable.
Nobody wanted that game.
People were losing their minds.
That was the worst coaching decision of the weekend. Next.
Brady.
Biggest tool bag from Wild Card Weekend.
I don't know if he was necessarily tool bag, but I just have to mention this. Josh Allen completely lost his mind during that game. Galloping chicken. It was like a galloping chicken with his head cut off. Like, you didn't know what he was going to do next. You thought he was going to throw the ball backwards through the uprights or something, and it wouldn't have been a shock at that point.
It was unbelievable. Really, talk about a panic sandwich.
No.
Holy crap.
Like, but Murray often asks us when we screw up and start fumbling around, are you guys having a stroke?
Right.
Like, I thought he was having a nervous breakdown in that game.
It felt that way. Seriously, panic sandwich. Totally all over the place. He was like chucking the ball on laterals. Like, it was like, dude, what are you doing?
The Bills made the Texans look like a well-oiled machine.
Oh, my God. No. That was... Josh Allen's the biggest tool bag from Wild Card.
Seriously, that was a runaway.
Wow. Next.
Maybe those guys got to study the rule book and, you know, figure it out.
Shut up, Burton. Quit pandering. Number 4. Did Kirk Cousins end the questions over his big game problems?
I think he might have. That was to go into New Orleans and win that game and make some of the throws he did. That was one ballsy ass game.
No. No. He had a good week, and I will say the throw to Thielen at the end of the game, that was a great throw. Yep.
It did to me. I didn't think he had it in him. I fully expected him to throw a pick six or the offense to go 3 and out on that drive in overtime, and instead, again, that bomb to Thielen, that was ballsy.
Please, this weekend, he's got every chance of getting the Hershey squirts.
Next.
And I kept going, what defense are we in where Malcolm's not on the field?
That was a good question. Number 3, if you were doing a talk show in New Orleans this week, or you wrote a column on the Saints, Greg,
I did that.
What would...
For what Vegas. I wrote a column off the Saints loss.
Okay, so what did you write? What would we be talking about this week in New Orleans?
About how it's not about being unlucky or the refs. It's just you're a bunch of chokers and you're not good enough. That's all this team does year after year is choke. 2013, the Seahawks came in to their place... I think they had a bye, and this was a team I think didn't have a winning record. The Seahawks came in and beat you. Like, you're just not. And then the last 3 years.
Are you sure that was in New Orleans?
That was in Seattle.
That was
a division winner.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, but anyways, they still should have won that game.
I hope you didn't write that in your column.
No, I didn't, because I forgot about that. But the previous 3 years, including this year, just total underachievement. And all these games come down to one play. And they complain about the pass interference penalty last year. Well, what about stopping the Rams from kicking the game-tying field goal or winning the game in overtime? Or yesterday, how about, you know, not settling for a field goal and winning the game? There are plenty of other chances that this team had to win these games. And it said they're not tough enough. They don't get it done. And then they lose and they cry about it. Stop crying.
So 3 years ago was the Stephon Diggs play, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, the way this team, who dat you going to blame now?
Next. Whoa. Don't put that in my mouth. Okay. You want to just follow up on that real quick?
I was just going to say the Stephon Diggs game, I think that was the game where they had 3rd and 1 and could have made the game and didn't get it. And then that set the stage for that. So they just choked.
Okay. Oh, it's about the Saints choking.
Okay, we're late. Number two, what's the most, what favorite is most in trouble this weekend?
Packers. Just because I think it's that rivalry, the Seahawks, bad juju. They're going to have confidence going in there. Not that I think the Seahawks are a better team, but they might be tougher.
I think it's San Francisco.
Oh, it pains you to say that.
And I do, and I'll tell you why. And I said this to Murray yesterday off the air, so I want to be consistent. Minnesota can stop the run. And so that's going to put the game in the hands of Jimmy G. And that one's going to be tight. That's going to be a tight game.
I had the same with Maz. It's San Fran. Dalvin Cook also looked fresh and healthy, and they can rush the passer and force Jittery G to throw a couple of turnovers.
What time's the Jimmy G party at the Maserati?
It's the answer here is clearly the Packers.
February 2nd.
Clearly the Packers. And here's a guarantee for you on that Green Bay game. Someone with a minute to go will be throwing into the end zone to tie the game, go ahead. They'll be lining up for a game-winning, game-tying field goal. That game can't do anything other than come down to the last drive of that game. It feels like every Seattle
Fail
game.
Mary.
Every Seattle game does to begin with. But I think that one is destined. So it'll be decided in the last 30 seconds. Last one.
Talk to Mr. Kraft. Come on.
What team would disappoint you the most if they lost this weekend? In other words, what team do you most want to watch over the next month?
No question. Ravens. They're fun. They're exciting. They're different. I want to watch them in the Super Bowl.
San Francisco. I want Jimmy G in Miami. I want Garoppolo in Miami for the Super Bowl.
Minnesota. Yes. I'm all in on the Vikings now. God. I want the underdog story. I want the Kirk Cousins
what?
Come up in story to continue.
Go away.
I do.
The
and
most,
it'll make everyone mad.
Vikings.
Just for that.
The most boring team left?
Seriously.
That Kirk
see
Cousins.
How, see how mad it's should, making everybody?
Well, Vikings, Texans, Super Bowl. How about that?
Yeah, I want Zimmer to win one.
I'm flying out Saturday, so good.
I think Zimmer can coach. I want Zimmer to win one.
Okay, the answer is Baltimore. I mean, I would love to see the bubble burst on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I would, because I just, I'm take committed.
Yeah,
I
don't want to be right.
I don't think those quarterbacks can win championships. And so ultimately, I want to be proven right. But it's sort of like when the Yankees are in the playoffs, when they lose, I'm like, oh, well, now what am I going to do? It's so much fun rooting against them. Or, you know, like it's one of those teams that you just, I want them there to root against. But
to maintain your interest.
Yes, to maintain my, but then when they're gone, I'm like, oh, now what do I do? So it's that double-edged sword. So the answer there is the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, there is 10 questions. We'll get back to your calls on everything. I do have one lingering game thing, one lingering game second guess from Saturday night that I want to get to. So we'll get to that with Greg and your calls. But first, an update from Jim Murray. There was breaking news in the NFL today. If you're just joining us, a really surprising coaching hire across the league that does impact the New England Patriots. Details come your way right here.
Yeah, start drinking early. Get nice and rowdy. It's 4:15 game. A lot of time to get loose.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots have brought their jammers in tight. Shoulder high snap, and Curran punts it away right to left. The line drive, bounding inside the 20, rolling across the 10, rolling inside the 5, and stopped at the 1. Patriots sold out for the block.
I don't understand that.
And Dane Cruikshank retrieved the ball with 15 seconds to go at the 1 yard line.
I don't understand why you would bring Edelman in looking for the spark, then force him to play defense, but take him out of the middle, then allow that ball to roll around for another 5 seconds. I mean, you lost 5 seconds on the roll.
The final punt of the game, there was nobody back there to catch it, and you know, obviously ended up running down to the 1 yard line with only 15 seconds left. What was the decision to leave that empty and not have someone possibly return it and try and get some big yardage?
Yeah, I don't think there would have been a lot of big yardage on that. They're a punt from the 50 yard line.
Another disingenuous answer. Weasel answer. Yes, the Irish kid asked him about a return. That's not... The point isn't about getting a return there. So that was the last punt of the game where Edelman went back to be the returner, and then he ran up to cover the gunner because the Patriots went to an all-out blitz. And I guess the rule there is, Greg, or the standard operating procedure there is that when you go to an all-out blitz and you leave the gunner uncovered, you've got to cover him. Otherwise, a punter can just grab the... snap,
throw it
to the outside, gain an easy first down. Yep. So the returner has to come up and just at least, you know, be in the neighborhood of that outside receiver so the punter just doesn't throw him the ball. So I get that. But this was sort of a special circumstance. And it wasn't Bill to get a return. Yes, right. You're not getting a return. You're getting a fair catch. You have someone back there to catch the ball. So you get a fair catch. The ball would have been at the 25-yard line with about 20 seconds left. You're still losing the game. That's why we didn't spend any time on this yesterday, and I don't want to spend a lot on it today. But I still think that was a mistake.
Well, you know, who knows? You catch a break there, you complete a pass, and all of a sudden you might have a chance at a long field goal. That's all. I'm not telling you they would have won the game either. But it cost them a lot of yards and some time on the clock, as Zill said.
They rolled about 20 yards and the time. So instead of 15 seconds, maybe there's 20-ish. Or 21 or 19 or whatever, you know, maybe that adds up to another play and you gain about 20 whole yards. And so again, if the rule is you have to bring the returner up to shadow the gunner, otherwise they just throw to the gunner, I would say there's freaking 25 seconds left. They're at midfield. Dare them to throw the ball. Dare them.
Yeah. And the other thing is,
the punter to complete the ball to the gunner.
As I think out loud too, maybe it ends up giving you a chance at a Hail Mary. Like, you know, you whip it, right? If you can't kick the field goal, you chuck it into the end zone from the 40, from your own 45 or something.
So some of those answers, you know, from Bill on Sunday, I think that was sort of, again, he focused on the return part of it. No one's asking you to get a return. You get a fair catch. That's one. And then there were the other ones with the offense. You know, he's asked about his offense. He says, we were in, you know, four games, came down to the last possession. Like, that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't love that answer either. Again, that was weaselly.
And he went back to it a couple times.
For a team that prides itself on winning games by making the one play that the other team doesn't, for crying out loud.
Okay, one more segment with the big boy, Greg Bedard, and back to your phones, I promise, after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Phil, I do want to respect what you asked about the 12 hours away from the game, but at the same time, I hope you would respect we don't get to do this very often, so I don't know when we're going to next get to ask you a question. Would you at least concede that Brady's status is different from the other 50 questions? This is a guy who's been here for 20 years and has won you 6 Super Bowls, and people are wondering if he's going to be here next year.
Everybody's situation on the team is different. There are no two that are exactly the same. So, but the future is the future for all of them, just like it is for Tom and anybody else you want to bring up. And certainly Tom's, you know, an iconic figure in this organization, and nobody respects Tom more than I do. But I respect all the other players and all the other coaches in this organization, too. And so, you know, I think that everybody that is part of it is an important part of it. And I want to, you know, give the proper attention and communication and detail and thought into my input into those decisions. But any decisions made is a, you know, it's not an individual decision. It's there are other people involved, and so there has to be some type of communication, understanding, agreement, whatever you want to call it. And that's not a one-way street. I hope you can understand that. Just one person just can't decide what everybody else is going to do when players aren't under contract, and we have a lot of players that aren't under contract.
Okay, final thoughts from Bedard here. That was Belichick Sunday morning at his season-ending press conference. Uses the word input. I'm just going to give my input, which I think he was implying something there. And on the Brady decision, it's not individual. Others are involved. It's not a one-way street, etc. What do you think, or who do you think he's referring to in all of that?
I think it's Tom. It's not the Crafts.
So, meaning, you know, it takes two to sign a contract.
Right. Like, if he wants top of the market, which, you know, you're hearing this report, all this stuff is posturing. The house, Jay Glazer coming out said no hometown discount, all this stuff. If this is all a ruse to make Robert nervous and pick Brady over Belichick. And I don't think it's going to work. I think that Belichick saying that signals, you know, Tom's got to play ball. Like, all right, fine. I stuck it to him in the last three contracts. I get it. I'm going to have to give a little bit here. But let's not get ridiculous because we have a football team to run. So let's all be smart about this and come to an agreement.
Not going to work. It's not going to work. I just don't see, like, all of a sudden how everybody reverses field from where they were, you know, 8 months ago or whenever you want to draw the line. That all of a sudden Brady's going to say, okay, fine, I'll take a one-year deal for $15 million or $20 million or whatever, and I'd give a low number on purpose. Or Belichick all of a sudden is going to say, yeah, Robert, no problem. Why don't you intervene and give him 2 years and 50? Or Kraft, who's, like, completely washed his hands of it, it feels like, it will all of a sudden jump back in and piss off his coach. I just think they've come too far. And honestly, on some level, I think they all sort of want it to end. On some level, they all, even Brady.
Do you feel that way, Greg?
Feel which way?
They all want it to end.
That in some way they all want it to end.
No, I don't.
Because Greg said earlier, Brady wants to return.
He does.
Do you feel, so Maz, you don't think Brady wants to return?
No, I think that Brady wants to return on his terms, which he knows are not realistic. And so
I disagree.
Like that, okay, so again, you know more about
it. No, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying.
I just think that Brady looks at it and says, listen, you know, he checked out of the OTAs. right? He's not as invested as he was before. I think TB12 is important to him now. And he says, I don't want to keep doing it this way. I mean, again, and so, like, you know, let alone his issues with the receiving core and the team around him.
Greg, do you think Brady would take a pay cut? Because that's what I think is coming his way. I mean,
no.
You said $25 million, $27 million, yep. $28 million. He was at $23 last year. He's going down. He ain't going up.
No, he's not going below that. No, but here's
so
the thing.
What I'm saying is, if Bill really is in charge of the decision, you know Bill's going to want to cut his pay. Absolutely. He's going to cut his pay.
The cap is also going up and other things, and Brady's giving discounts and all this
Bill
stuff.
Bill doesn't care about that. Bill ain't giving him a raise. Bill is not giving him. Robert might.
Look, the cap's going to be $200 million next year. You're the brilliant guy. $25 million is how much, what percent of the cap?
25 over 200?
Yep.
12.5.
That's fine. They just said they weren't going to pay a quarterback. 12.5% of the cap is fine. Brady is entitled to that.
You impressed by that?
Yes.
It was fast, wasn't
yeah,
it?
I'm terrible with that. Felger and Mass, how do we get math wrong all the time on
well,
the show?
We still haven't checked it, but go ahead.
Yeah, but the thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, he's talking about Brady, you know, not being there for OTAs and stuff. I think that's a normal reaction to Brady not getting shown the respect that he deserves. I'm sorry, but if you're not going to give me a contract extension after I'm the league MVP and I lead you to another freaking Super Bowl, and you're not going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo in the offseason when his demand was highest. Like, sorry, I'm not going to come and hang out in the offseason and help you guys. This is what you get.
Okay, I understand his rationale. It means that, to me, bottom line, is a dysfunctional situation. That all has to change.
Right.
That whole spiral
they
has
need
to.
All, yes, I agree. They all need to come to some sort of global agreement here. All right, fine. We screwed you. You've screwed us. Here we are. How do we get out of it? All right, we'll give you this, but you got to be here all the time.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear any of this nonsense about family and jumping off cliffs in Costa Rica this crap.
Okay, Greg, though, but let's go back to this.
Yeah.
So let's you and I make a little bet here to benefit Christmas in the City or something. That if Brady comes back, I'm telling you, it's for less than 23. It's for less than 23. And his cap number is going to be different because he's got this, you know, the cap charge from the proration and all of that. His cap number is going to be 30. It's going to be hard for it to not to be, you know, up in that range. Well, it depends when they sign it. I don't want to get into too minutia. Real money, he'll be under 23.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
Can I clarify the bet,
23,
please?
That
you have the over.
Right.
I mean, that's
I
what
have
he
the
meant.
Over.
I'm telling you, he's going to have to take a pay cut.
What if it's 2 and 40?
That's Does under. That
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
That's under.
Depends what kind of incentives
23
there are, too.
A year. 23, his A and
B. It depends what he can get to.
Okay, but Maz, you know, now that you say that, you're so right that they can dink around with what that looks like to such a degree.
Mm-hmm. They have over the years. Like, everyone's like, oh, Brady took a pay cut. No, really not. He's getting the kind of cash that is with the top guys.
It's going to be a cut.
I think I should judge who wins.
It's going to be a cut. 2 years at 40 is a cut. 2 years at 40 is a cut.
There's no way they're giving him 40 fully guaranteed either.
Right, exactly.
So, look, I will judge who wins the bet. And at worst case, I will split it down the middle, and you guys can both make a donation. Okay. Yep.
It's guaranteed money divided by years is really what it, but he's going to make, there's no way Bill's going to give him a raise.
Okay, we'll see.
No way. Robert might, because Robert's afraid of the PR fallout. And the business implications of losing Tom Brady. So that's a business decision or a PR decision, and that's when you end up making sort of non-football decisions. And, okay, I can see Robert giving him a raise.
He's not getting less than what Brees got. Not happening.
He's getting less than what Brees got.
Nope.
He's going to get less than what he got.
Nope.
Watch.
We'll see.
I mean,
Christmas in the City.
Look, if he re-signs here, again,
And this is why I think he won't do it. This is why I think I don't want him to do it, because I still don't want him pissed off and sour and skipping half the stuff. This is the whole place they've been in the last 2 years. It hasn't worked. It hasn't made him better, and it ain't going to make him better. So you have to pay him, and he has to invest, or let's just call it a day, and we'll mark your calendars for Chargers at Patriots, and we'll have a blast, and let's see. Brady, go at it. Bill, go at it. And let's just turn the page. That's what I want.
Look, if he re-signs here at this stage, given what I believe about what the parties value, okay, I think someone's going to get emasculated, if not more than one person. Meaning, if Brady gets his money, then Kraft looks like he caved, and Belichick looks like he gets overruled. If Brady takes a cut, then Brady's, you know, stomping his feet and complaining about the weapons and everything else.
Oh, and we're right back where we started.
Right? Like, it's just Brady looking like Brady again. And I mean that in terms of at the negotiating table. I just think, I don't know, 20 years, I feel like they've come too far. I feel like it's over.
Okay, Big Boy, I've just heard that is not over. The Big Boy will join us again next Tuesday to go over Wild Card Weekend. Update us on Brady Watch, Brady Watch Day 10. Right now we're in Brady Watch Day 3.
Maybe we'll get to that audio too.
I can't wait. Oh, he had a nugget about Brad Faxon. And you know what? We'll do it later on after you leave.
Okay.
There's an interesting little nugget there.
Because that way we can make fun of you.
That Brad Faxon, of all people, that's right, the golfer, told about Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel. That's actually kind of interesting. So we'll get to that later on in the show. But otherwise, what, Mass? What?
I was just going to ask him, are you going to the Super Bowl, Big
yes,
Boy?
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Well, that'll be good. Well, women in Miami, you'll be unsafe.
Joe Stonecrab? Yeah, right. Joe Stonecrabs? You're paying.
Yeah, okay.
Are we done grab-assing over there?
Yep. Right,
okay, bye, Greg. Bye. We'll see you next Tuesday. 90 seconds, no commercials, right to your phone.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.